And I had a wonderful affirmation of that from a geriatric physician in Prince Edward Island, who went on and on about how, in his position as a geriatric physician, he makes a point of spending 1 hour with each of the patients that he meets with for the first time. And they get into a real proper old maritime expression, kind of conversation, like, "So where are you from?" He'll ask the patient, "Well, I'm from Surrey." "Well, would you know Jack Smith, who grew up there in Montague?" "Well, yes, he was a cousin on my mother's side twice removed." Before you know it, they've established a rapport. I was telling Jane about this earlier. They've established a rapport, and then the doctor can say, "So, you got some issues you're dealing with?" "Well, actually, doctor, I have. I want to talk to you both." By that time, the patient is warmed up. It's like a conversation where he feels like his story and his life matters to the doctor, and they get somewhere, and thereafter they have, because of that foundation that they have built, the care that the patient receives, and I hesitate to use the word patient, is, I'm sure, much richer and stronger. So as I say, one physician at a time. They're wonderful people, but they have hard jobs and heavy workloads. Many doctors, most doctors do. But I think, you know, we'll be talking a bit more tomorrow about how we can frame these narrative ideas. I'll be talking about narrative ideas in the context of medicine. And one of the phrases I like to say is some patients are suffering from narrative arrest. Their stories have sort of stopped. And if we could administer a bit of narrative care along with the surgical care and the pharmacocare and the dietary care, then we might have some real health healing going on. I say this not knowing what I'm talking about, but I have great hope. And I think, and I want to go on to say another plug for the Spiritual and Aging Program. I just think we're in such exciting times. We're poised, I think, to really help to change in a positive way society's understanding of what aging is about, the aging journey, the discovery. Aging is a way to the light, not just the darkness. And I think this kind of program, and you folks here today, is a real testament to that shift and change.
I think there's also, sometimes we fall into the trap of expecting the doctors and nurses and ministers to do all of that. And I think we can learn how to encourage other people's stories, asking the kind of questions that elicit more. Sometimes it can be a conversation between the deaf if we don't really listen and ask the questions that take something deeper, instead of expecting the doctors and nurses to do it all.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think there's lots of room for us to become better story listeners to one another. And actually, storytelling has gotten probably a lot more attention, and rightly so, perhaps, than story listening thus far. I think story listening is a whole complex art, as you know, in the world of spiritual direction and therapy and so forth. But story listening skills, I think, can be encouraged and facilitated and taught and so forth in all kinds of groups. And those wisdom environments that I mentioned, I think, could start happening more frequently in more places.
That brought to mind for me that we've become such a medically oriented culture that we look to medicine to solve all our problems, and maybe our doctor isn't always the person that we need. Maybe a physical care isn't necessarily what we need, as Miriam was saying, but more connection and care of another kind that we might be able to learn to provide for one another. Yeah, I think we're beginning some important conversations.
Within our long-term care contexts of housing the older folks, we have a pattern of let's produce a worship service that replicates something that's old and familiar, that's put on a program. My sense is that another whole effort and direction for us is to start constructing, facilitating group processes for people together with each other. And I'm beginning to imagine how I would go about constructing that kind of option.
Yeah, let's stay in radio contact about that. I'd be curious as to how you move forward with that. My mother is going soon now, and it's her own decision. She's moving from the senior-friendly apartment where she's been living for the last 13, 14 years to an assisted living retirement home. And she wants to get there soon because we had power outages that the apartment building where she lives have experienced. Anyway, there are services that are provided there once a week, I think, by various pastors and ministers. I'm not quite sure what those, they're probably hymn singers primarily, which is great because Mother loves hymns and so forth. But I would be curious as if there are alternative ways to provide a worshipful environment that's also a wisdom environment. Yeah.
Wow, lots of hands.
Catherine? I think we can provide both. Mm-hmm. Providing the comfort of the traditional worship service in which an elder resident of a retirement resident or a long-term care can find that comfort of their traditional worship service experience, and depending on where they're at in their life story, we'll find each spiritual meaning with it. But at the same time, pulling those together who are very eager to share through their story and listen mm-hmm. and share with one another, and sometimes it just takes a little bit more creativity, mm-hmm. a little bit more push to make this happen.
Yeah, there are some programs that already exist, like the Java Music Club, if some of you are familiar with that. That is a model that is being used to help residents of long-term care and retirement facilities to come together, provide mutual support, and hear one another's stories. But there's room for lots more of things, and to balance that with the traditional that is valued too. Yes.
I just want to expand on that intergenerational idea because there's an Indigenous professor at the University of Waterloo who has for many years talked about the fact that we put different ages in silos. We put little kids together in daycares, we put seniors in one place, we put university students in another. So I was really encouraged when I read about 2 years ago that Western University in London had, some extra rooms in a senior's home or retirement home of some kind. So they invited a couple of music students to take those spots with the conditions that they had to spend X number of hours or help or, have contact with the seniors. And I think the living arrangements that we have could be improved. I also think that a daycare in a senior's home, not long-term care facility necessarily, but in a retirement home, would be such a plus for both of those demographics.
It works very well, even in long-term care. I've experienced it, and it works very well. We had a daycare. The only time it didn't work is when the germs would go through and the children all had diarrhea. Then they couldn't come and visit the grandmas because they would share it. So that was about our only logistic problem. But otherwise, they came every day and the seniors really looked forward to it. Works well.
We could probably go on with questions and answers for a long time. So I'm going to suggest that we're probably ready to move to dinner time and continue the conversation around the tables. We're going to take a few minutes break, so to give the people in the kitchen a chance to bring the food out. And books, as I mentioned earlier, are available back there if you'd like to peruse them. Also, some more information out on the registration table about the Research Institute, if you're interested in more about that, or about Connor Grable College. That's out on the registration table. And I wonder if we might thank the people from the kitchen now, since we're kind of all gathered together. Bookseller people. Gord, would you mind opening the kitchen door and asking the kitchen people to come out to be thanked in advance for the meal that they have provided for us? We are so thankful to the people of Steinman Mennonite Church for being willing to provide a meal for us tonight. Connecting with one another as we live into the challenges and the gifts of growing older. As this food nourishes our bodies, may our conversations nourish our spirits. In gratitude for your spirit within and among us, we pray. Amen. Enjoy the nourishment, enjoy the books, and enjoy the time together.